Genesis chapter 49. When Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather round so that I can tell you what will happen to you in the days to come. Assemble yourselves and listen, you sons of Jacob, listen to Israel your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might and the beginning of my strength. You excel in dignity and are first in power. Unstable as water, you will no longer excel. For you went up on your father's bed, then you defiled it. He went up unto my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Their swords are weapons of violence. Let my soul not enter their council. My glory do not join with their assembly. For in their anger they killed men, and just for pleasure they hamstrung oxen. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down before you. Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, you are gone up. He crouches, he lies down like a lion, like a lioness. Who will dare rouse him? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, and the nations will be obedient to him, binding his donkey to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. He has washed his garments in wine, and his vesture in the blood of grapes. His eyes will be darker than wine, and his teeth whiter than milk. Zebulun will settle by the seashore, and he will be a haven for ships. His border will extend up to Sidon. Issachar is a strong donkey, lying between the saddlebags. When he sees a resting place that was good, and the land that it was pleasant, he will bow his shoulder under the load, and become a servant under forced labor. Dan will judge his people, as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan will be a serpent by the road, an adder in the path, that bites the horse's heels, so that the rider falls over backward. I wait for your salvation, O Lord. Gad will be raided by a gang of raiders, but he will attack them at their heels. Asher's food will be rich, and he will produce royal delicacies. Naphtali is a doe let loose. He bears beautiful fawns. Joseph is a fruitful vine by a fountain. His branches run over the wall. The archers have fiercely attacked him. They shot at him and harassed him. But his bow remained firm, and his arms were strengthened. By the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, by the shepherd, the rock of Israel. Because the God of your father will help you, because the Almighty will bless you, with blessings from heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies below, blessings of the breasts and womb. The blessings of your father are stronger than the blessings of the eternal mountains, the bounties of the ancient hills. May they be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who is set apart from his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf, in the morning devouring its prey, and in the evening dividing up the plunder. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. This is what their father spoke to them when he blessed them. He blessed them each with an appropriate blessing. Then Jacob charged them, saying, "I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah near Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought from Ephron the Hittite, as a burial plot. There they buried Abraham and Sarah. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife, and there I buried Leah. It is the field and the cave that was purchased from the sons of Heth." When Jacob finished instructing his sons, he drew up his feet into the bed, breathed his last, and was gathered to his people.